Then you meet people and sometimes you need to exchange numbers and I must take your number. Sometimes you have no intention of phoning each other and they go, you must take my number, take my number. You must take my number. Then they'll phone you on their mobile phone. They'll put your number into their phone and then your phone rings and then you've both got each other's numbers. That's the modern way to exchange numbers. But I always forget that's what's happening and feel quite excited when I get a call. They'll phone me and I'll go, sorry, I don't know who this is. Hello? And they're over there going, it's me, what are you doing? Oh, sorry. You know what upsets me about mobile phones? There's no system for the delivery of your mobile phone number. With landlines, everybody knows the situation because we've been using landlines for a long time. Now there's the code, then there's the three digits, and then there's the remaining four digits, and we break them up into these easily digestible little groups so that we can cope with it in our brains. But with mobile phones, nobody's come up with a system that everybody uses, so much so that I give people my mobile phone number, they read it back to me to check that it's the correct number, and I don't recognise my own phone number. I go, it's 0779-632-318. They go, right, so that's 077-1613-1218. I don't know. It's your number, sir. I know, but you've ruined it, haven't you? You started improvising with my digits. I didn't give you permission to improvise with my digits. It's my number. We'll do it my way. I don't know how to... There's so many options. I've got three sevens. Do you do 777, 777, 777, 777, 777, 777, 777? Do you do 0 or 0? Sometimes I change in the same number. 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0. You don't have a phone, do you? I don't have a phone. The other day, I had the phone to my bank, and they said, you need to take our other number. Have you got a pen? Oh, by the way, at this point, people always go, yes, even though they don't have the pen yet. We all like to play a little game with ourselves called find a pen before they start giving the number. So they'll go, have you got a pen? You go, yes, and you're frantically looking for the pen. There's a pen, I need a pen! Then they start, and you don't have one yet, and you have to pretend you're taking down. That's seven, I don't have a pen yet. As long as you never find the pen, you have to go through the whole 9905. I didn't get the number. Did you get the number? I didn't have a pen. Sometimes when you're in the car and you can't write it down, you'll split the number between you and whoever else is in the car. Right, I've got 456, you've got 7929, 456. Well, remember it, 7929, 456, 7929. All right, what is it, 456? I don't remember, fuck you! I've got my bit! So she says, have you got a pen or the bank? But yeah, I'm talking to the bank. She says, you've got a pen. Right, the other number is 0845 billion. What billion? I don't know billion. How many noughts in billion? What are you doing? And then I thought, this is a fabulous idea. Just say the entire number. People can work it out for themselves. So what's your number? It's 07,709,633,310. Write it down, learn to add. It's the future of numbers. FaceTime is when you phone someone's face. You phone their face with your face. That's very important. You don't phone them like that. You need to see their face. And it's quite exciting when it's connecting. You sort of phone them and then it starts connecting and it goes around, oh, and then you start to prepare yourself. FaceTime is nearly upon us. And then when it connects, you can't believe it. It's like you've connected with another planet. Hello! Where are you? That's the key question, where are you? And once you've established where you both are, you realise there's a little box in the corner which shows you what they can see, which is your own face. Well, this is far too distracting. You don't look at their face at all now. You now just have FaceTime with your own face. You spend the whole time trying to make yourself look as attractive as possible during the conversation. You flick your eyes over, they're doing exactly the same. They're looking at their own face. There's no point to FaceTime at all. You might as well just phone them on a landline and hold up a hand mirror the whole time and look at your own face. So thank you for coming here. Thank you for spending a little bit of time away from your mobile phones, because I know it's a little tense in the modern world. I don't know what happens to chargers. Everybody gets a charger with their phone. Why do households always end up with one charger in the kitchen that everybody fights and steals? There's no love in homes anymore. People will steal power now. You put your phone on charge and leave it for a period of time. You come back after a few hours expecting it to be on 80, 90, 100%. Your phone is just next to the charger and somebody else in the house is on the charger. And they defend it, all about the battery life. You've stolen, why did you take my phone off the charger? You on 62, and I was only on 14. I don't remember announcing to the house, guys, keep an eye on my phone. As soon as I hit 62, that's enough for me. That's good of you. People cannot cope. When your phone runs out of battery, it's like your life is over. How am I going to live? How am I going to live? I've got no power. My phone's dead. My phone's dead. You suddenly miss all these things. I can't look up on Google. I can't look at photos. I can't receive calls. I don't know what I'm going to do. The maps, I might need the maps. I don't know what to do. But it wasn't so long ago, okay? Many people in this room will remember this, that we used to not have mobile phones. And it wasn't such a panic when we left the house. We didn't used to leave the house and go, oh, I don't think I can leave all this stuff behind. I might need it. Can you open the boot? I'm going to need to bring all my encyclopedias. I might need to look something up. I'm going to bring some board games. Is that all right? I'm going to take some board games. Every photograph I've ever taken, I'm going to take all of those. My A to Z, my Ordnance Survey map. All my record collection, my entire... I'll need the back seat as well. All right, I'll take that compass. Oh, and the torch. That's fine.
I came up on the train. Train is... I was facing backwards, which is never good. You always think, can I cope with facing backwards when it starts? I don't want to face backwards. You hold on to your ticket because they will be inspected. People will inspect your tickets. Even tonight, you've come in, you will hold on to your ticket. Even though you're in, you feel, I better hold on. You never know. You look at it, do I need this? Okay, well, I will hold on to this. You even do this on aeroplanes? There's no reason for this. Once you're on the aeroplane, you look at your ticket, and, well, I'll put it in pouch, you never know. It's very unlikely halfway through the flight someone's going to go, tickets, please! I don't have it. Stop the plane! We tend to keep ourselves amused on the train by trying to read stations you're not stopping at. Very, very difficult. I think impossible, because they have the name written all the way on the platform, but you can never quite catch it in your mind. Here comes another one. A, B, something. Did you do it again? I didn't get it. But the best way of entertaining yourself is, of course, listening to other people's phone conversations. And I'm coming up, and this bloke gets on the train. He was like an angry-looking sort of businessman. He had a face that was now contorted into being constantly unpleasant. You know when people are just so rude so many times, their face just becomes just angry? And you look at them and you say, that is not a nice person. That is awesome. There is no way anything good can come out of his face. You couldn't imagine, oh, I love you. Can I help you with that bag, darling? So this guy sits down, right? He gets out his phone and he goes, Ian! It was the loudest I've ever heard anybody speak on the show. He went, Ian! Everyone on the carriage was like, who is this Ian? What is happening? People on other carriages were going, there is an announcement about Ian. What's going on? I think it was also one of those moments, you know, when a train comes in the opposite direction and everyone momentarily thinks they're going to die. When it's like, oh, okay. We're not dead. Are we dead? No, we're not. Why don't they warn you? Why don't they come and say, OK, you're not going to die? Now! Oh, OK. So he goes, Ian, it's Dad! I'm on train! In the north, you like to get to the heart of the sentence. I'm on train! Have you got homework? Geography? Right! Do it! And make it neat. And then he hung up the phone. And I think there was a shared feeling on the train of panic for Ian's well-being. What should happen? Should he smudge into the margin whilst drawing his oxbow lake? We didn't know at this point. But then it sort of settled down. We carried on the train, trying to read the stations, just chilling out. After about 10 minutes, he swore to himself. He wasn't even on the phone. He just went, shit! And everybody's not on the phone. He's not on the phone. Is he on the phone? He's mad. The man's insane. He picked up the phone and went, Ian, it's Dad again. I've taken the wrong bloody train. It's the most satisfying moment. How are you getting on with your geography? Finish it and I'll check it. And he hung up the phone and this woman just said, excuse me, love, you're currently travelling in the wrong direction. I think you need to concentrate more on your own geography. All right. A brilliant moment.